Saga Egmont presents Gifted, Out of Sight, Out of Mind by Marilyn Kay. Read by Cecily Bednar-Schmidt. Prologue. Sometimes I look in a mirror and there's nobody looking back. I know I have a reflection. I just don't see it. Maybe it's all in my mind. Maybe I've got bad eyesight. Or maybe it's something else. My name is Tracy. Tracy Devon. Did you get that? Tracy Devon. I'm writing this in all capital letters because it's like talking really loud. People might pay more attention. I never speak loudly. In fact, I make very little noise at all. I'm a quiet person. When I talk, I whisper. When I laugh, which isn't very often, it's a silent laugh. When I cry, I can feel the tears on my face, but there's no sound. I'm not a ghost. I'm a living, breathing, flesh-and-blood 13-year-old girl. All my senses are intact. I have two arms, two legs, a heart, a brain, all the usual stuff. I've got two eyes, two ears, one nose, one mouth, and they're all in the right places. I eat, drink, sleep, and use the toilet, just like everyone else. But sometimes I look in a mirror, and I don't see anyone looking back. Maybe it's my imagination. Maybe I'm going blind. Or maybe I'm not really here at all. Chapter 1. There were 342 students at Meadowbrook Middle School and three lunch breaks each day. This meant that during any one lunch break, there could be no more than 114 students in the canteen. The noise and commotion, however, suggested that half the population of mainland China was eating lunch together. Students roamed the cavernous space, shouting, racing from one end to the other, knocking over chairs, banging trays down on tables. There were a couple of teachers who were supposed to be supervising the scene and maintaining order, but they couldn't stop the occasional flying meatball from that day's spaghetti special or the far-reaching spray from a fizzy drink bottle that had been intentionally shaken before being opened. From her prime seat at the best table, Amanda Beeson surveyed the chaotic scene with a sense of well-being. The canteen was noisy and messy and not very attractive, but it was part of her little kingdom, or queendom, if such a word existed. She wasn't wearing any kind of crown, of course, but she felt secure in the knowledge that in this particular hive, she was generally acknowledged as the queen bee. On either side of her sat two princesses, Sophie Green and Brittany Teller. The three of them were about to begin their daily assessment of classmates. As always, Amanda kicked off the conversation.
Oh my God, check out Caroline's sweater. It's way too tight.
No kidding, Sophie said. It's like she's begging for the boys to look at her.
And it's not like she's got anything on top to look at, Brittany added.
Amanda looked around for more victims.
Someone should tell Shannon Fields that girls with fat knees shouldn't wear short skirts.
Terry Boyd has a new bag, Brittany pointed out.
Is it Coach?
Amanda shook her head.
No way. It's fake.
How can you tell from this far away? Sophie wanted to know.
Amanda gave her a withering look.
Oh, please. Coach doesn't make hobo bags in lime green.
Spotting imitation designer goods was a favorite game, and Amanda surveyed the crowd for another example.
Look at Kara Winter's sweater.
Juicy Couture? Sophie wondered.
Not. You can tell by the buttons.
Sophie gazed at her with admiration. Amanda responded by looking pointedly at the item in Sophie's hand.
Sophie, are you actually going to eat that cupcake? I thought you were on a diet.
Sophie sighed and pushed the cupcake to the edge of her tray. Amanda turned to her other side.
Why are you staring at me like that? Brittany asked. You've got a major zit coming out on your chin.
Brittany whipped a mirror out of her bag.
It's not that big, Sophie assured her. No one can see it.